Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, June 6, 2025, and we have a great mix of health, fitness, and wellness headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Biomed News Breaks: FDA accelerates launch of AI tool ELSA, raising questions on transparency and oversight. The FDA has accelerated the launch of its AI tool, ELSA, ahead of schedule and under budget. ELSA is already streamlining workflows, reducing review tasks to minutes, and handling administrative functions. Despite being housed in a secure environment and not trained on industry data, concerns have been raised about transparency and oversight. Some FDA staff viewed the rollout as rushed, potentially linked to recent workforce cuts. Regulatory experts are calling for public disclosure of how ELSA was trained and tested to avoid future disputes. However, many in the biopharma industry welcomed the move, aligning with trends towards AI-driven efficiency in drug development. Kamada wants to do more for organ transplant patients, increases efforts to build awareness of its CMV treatment, CETAGAM. Kamada Limited is increasing efforts to build awareness of its CMV treatment, CETAGAM, which is indicated for the prevention of CMV disease in solid organ transplant recipients. The company is initiating a post-marketing research program to drive awareness about CETAGAM's potential benefits. Kamada reported a 31% increase in revenue from CETAGAM sales in 2024 and is launching a research program to generate key data supporting the benefits of CETAGAM. The program aims to advance CMV disease management through novel strategies, explore alternative dosing strategies, and investigate potential new applications of CETAGAM. Kamada is focused on improving the quality of life for organ transplant patients by enhancing understanding of CETAGAM's mechanism of action and functional properties against CMV and other viruses.
ABC Biopharma expands oncology portfolio as affiliate. OncoX acquires patented lipanoid platform, valued at $4.6 million. ABC Biopharma's affiliate OncoX Biopharma Inc. has acquired the patented lycopopinoid glycogen platform, valued at $4 million, from Asia Pacific Biotech Developing Inc. This acquisition is expected to generate significant revenue for OncoX in dermatology, oncology, and nutraceutical sectors. ABVC will benefit from royalty payments as part of its licensing framework with OncoX. The glycogen platform, a lycopene analog with antioxidant properties, will be further developed for targeted oncology indications. ABVC's scalable revenue model through strategic product licensing is already proving successful, with a deal valued at up to $105 million. The global oncology drug market exceeded $208 billion in 2023, with projected growth to $484 billion by 2032. The global lycopene-based ingredients market is also expected to surpass $170 million by 2029. ABVC Biopharma is actively developing a pipeline of drugs and medical devices, utilizing in-licensed technology from renowned research institutions like Stanford University and University of California at San Francisco.
United Health Products provides regulatory application update. United Health Products, Inc., provided an update on its FDA discussion regarding its investigational device exemption application. The FDA found no deficiencies, but requested the company to address the BIMO audit findings from its 2019 clinical study. The company submitted a detailed response on April 14th, and the FDA is currently reviewing it. United Health Products has completed all pre-ID approval tasks to start patient enrollment promptly. UHP has developed Cellustat hemostatic gauze to control bleeding and is seeking approval for the human surgical market. For more information, visit www.uhpcorp.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.